Okay. Again, the shir today is Lechem Nishmas David Tzvi ben David Mordechai. It's ben Dov Mordechai, and we're for Shlema Zev Eliezer ben Chaya Sheindel. Okay, today is Daf Yud Zayin. Let's go to start with Tezayin of Abayis. We are in the middle of the discussions of all the ways the different Amoraim ended their tefillah. So again, somebody asked me yesterday, this was their Elokeinusar. This was how they ended their tefillah after the Shemoneh Esrei. We're going to get to Elokeinusar today, but this was their Elokeinusar. So yesterday we did Rav, that was the last one. We spoke about the Schus Tefillahs Rav, Ravim, on Rosh Chodesh. So now we're five lines from the bottom. And it's the last thing we said, the last line, was Chayv Shetabali Alonos V'shalos Tabeinu L'Tova. It's just a well-known thought, the Rishash here says it. What do you mean, fill our V'shalos Tabeinu L'Tova for good? Fill our V'shalos Tabeinu, period. With L'Tova. So, a common theme in Parshanut Antila is that a lot of times we don't know what to daven for. We don't know what's good for us. We know, we think we know what's good. We think if we get this job, we think if we can do well here and get this client, you know, we think that's good, but we don't know for sure. So we go to Kodesh Baruch Hu, fill our Mish'alos Libeinu, fill what we really want, L'Tova for good. You know what's good. So you take care of it. You do whatever's best for us. So that extra word, L'Tova, that's what that's referring to. That's what the Rishash says here. Okay. Rebbe Batzat Slusei Amar Hachi. Rebbe said the following after his tefillah. Yiratzu b'fanecha Hashem u'lokeinu u'lokei avoseinu shetatzileinu me'azei panim u'me'azus panim. Save me from azei panim. Rashi says that people who fight go up against me. Me'azus panim. You might have said that azus panim now was talking about himself. So maybe from Adi Panim from the outside is an azus panim for me, that we shouldn't have brazenness. But Rashi again here says, so you see all I las mamzerus. There shouldn't be any rumors about me. Maybe because of my behavior. That's unclear. The adam ra mi pekara, save me from evil people, evil occurrences. Mi yitzerha mi chavera mi shachinra, evil friends, evil neighbors. Mi satan hamashchis mi din kasher umi bal din kasher. Ben shehu ben bris ben sheino ben bris. And no matter who it is, please save me from the evil people. The nusach svar. This is the tefillah that's put after Hagomel Chazedin Tovim Lamo Yisrael. Look at the next paragraph right after the Brit HaShachar. This is the paragraph that's there. So a lot of these things that we're talking about has crept into the tefillah somewhere. Minog Yisrael, we're going to get to Elokeinusar. This is Rosh Chodesh benching. This is Nusach Sfar to say after. You know, all of them are very threatened. Right? Ashkenaz, what did Ashkenaz get? They got Elokeinusar. Ashkenaz is also? Oh, okay. So Ashkenaz, I haven't looked at Ashkenaz sitting in a long time. So the Gemara finishes off, even though Rebbe had bodyguards to protect him. Rashi explains that Rebbe was friendly with Antoninus, one of the richest people of the time, and he supplied him with bodyguards to protect Rebbe. Rebbe was the Godel Hador. He didn't want the people to attack him, but even so, Eitzel Klal Neis, and he davened that he should be protected from the evil people. Okay, last line. Rav Safra, Basat Slusei Amar Hachi. Rav Safra, after he davened. Rav Safra, by the way, was the famous one of the Rashi quotes the story at the end of Makos that somebody went to him and he says, "I want to buy your watch for $5," and he was davening, so he didn't answer. They says $10, $50, $100, and after he finished davening, he says, "Okay, I'll sell it to you, but for the $5 that was the original deal." And the guy with the officer was so unbelievable. He's like, "What do you mean? You could have taken $500. I didn't know you were davening." We learned the Hasidus of Rav Safra. Rashi quotes that story at the end of Makos. So Rav Safra says the following: Yiratzu panecha Hashem Elokeinu shetasim shalom b'pamaya shamala u'pamaya shamata. You shall put peace in the upper spheres. Rashi explains that pamaya shamala is the sarim, the sareha umot, the sar of Esav, the sar of Edom, the sar of this. All the sarim should have peace. And so therefore, it's like a continuation of Sim Shalom. We were just speaking about Shalom, so at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, he continued. Upa Pabaya Shamata, look at Rashi quotes, B'chabur Tachachamim. We daven the Talmidei Chachamim shouldn't have fights amongst them. That's what he used to daven. Ubein HaTalmidim HaOskim B'Sar HaSecha, Ubein HaOskim L'Shma, Ubein HaOskim Shalom L'Shma. And about peace amongst everybody who learns Torah, whether they're being Osek L'Shma or not. B'chal HaOskim Shalom L'Shma, Yirat Oshi HaOskim L'Shma. And If Tamidim are Osek, Shalom Lishma, Halavai, they should be Osek Lishma. This relates to, if you remember, something we discussed on Dav Yud, 7 Vlad ago, that is Uri Meir used to daven that the Chotim should die. Then Bruria's wife said, oh, you shouldn't do that, so she corrected him, you should daven for the Chatoim to stop, not the Chotim. So we discussed a little bit there, you know, how could somebody daven that somebody else should do mitzvahs? What about Bechira Chavshis? You know, what was Bruria thinking? But that's similar here. You're davening that somebody else who's being Osek, Shalom Lishma should be Osek Lishma. So maybe there he already started to do good. He's already Osek Lishma. So you could daven a little more that should be Osek, he already started Shalom Lishma. But that's related to that issue. Okay, fourth line, last word. Rabbi Alexandri, Batsitz Lucy Amar Hachi. This is what Rabbi Alexandri used to say. How did we get onto this whole discussion of stuff that you said in this one aspect? Rabbi Elazar said something related to our Mishnah. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar was the first one who said this. Now we have all the tefillahs that the Tanaim and Amarim said after Shmoneh Esrei. Alexandria said the following. Here is the Bukhara Fashion Bakidu, Shitamidinu Bakaren Ora, Vitami Altamidinu Bakaren Hashekha. She put me in a light corner and not in a dark corner. Yadvili Benu Vayakshaku Ainenu. Our heart shouldn't be upset, our eyes shouldn't be darkened. Higadamre, Harav Hamnuna Masula. Some say that that we just said was Rav Hamnuna's tefillah. Rav Alexandri Basa Damasli Abrahachi. But Rav Alexandri really said the following. Ribot ha'olamim galuy v'yadua lefanecha sheritzoneinu la'asos ritzoncha. You know that we really want to do good. Hashem, you know we want to do good. That's our inner ratzon. Umi ma'akev sa'or shebe'isa v'shibun malchiyas. What is preventing us from doing good? Sa'or shebe'isa, the yeast in our dough, what makes us rise, our gaiva, the chametz considered sa'or shebe'isa, this is on Yom Pesach coming up, so it's the yitzahara, the shibud malchios, and the terrible persecutions from the outside. Yehi ratzon, shetatzileinu miyadam, Hashem, save us from these evil forces, v'nashuv la'asos kukei ritzonecha b'leif shalim, and we should be able to do your will b'leif shalim. Interesting, the Marshan, this Gemara says, Maha Kesher, what's the connection between the Sa'or Shebi'isa and the Shibud Malchi? So those are the two things that are preventative. It says the Marsha that the Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos that we're supposed to be on the Shil Hazah. We're supposed to always live a balanced life. We're not supposed to eat too much, not supposed to eat too little. We're not supposed to sleep too little, we're not supposed to sleep too much. Everything is supposed to be the middle path, the Shil Hazah, except for two things, he says. He says, by Ka'at and by Gaiva. Those are the two things. But that's, in general, you're not supposed to be in the Shil Hazah. So says the Marsha, these two ideas of the Sar Shabbat and the Shir Malchias are pushing to opposite sides, to opposite extremes, and it's our job to get back to the middle. The Tsar Shabbat, the Yitzhahara, he allows us to do anything. Oh, it's okay to do this. Oh, it's okay to do that. He lets us have all the most saros. Anything we would want, he lets us have. Shibud Malchias, the difficulty, the persecutions of the outside, doesn't let us have anything. It takes everything away from us. We can't do any mitzvahs. We can't do anything in life. So we have these two extremes. So we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why we can't live a proper life. Because we have the Tsar Shabbat Yitzhah, who lets us do everything. We have the Shibud Malchias, who doesn't let us do nothing. We're trying to live our life in the middle. We're trying to live on the Shil Hazah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help us. That's the Marsha on this Gemara. There's also this line is interesting. Al pi halacha, we say Hashem, our inner ratzon wants to do proper, but you know what can we do? You know we're overtaken by outside the Yitzhahara. So interesting, the Yitzhahara is not part of a person. We know according to many Mefarshim before Adam Rishon sinned, so the Yitzhahara was an external force. But now it's what do you mean? It's the Sa'ar Shebi'isa's Ma'akev. So this is some point out that this might be connected. I mean, the Rambam based on a Mefarsh Gemara also, but there's a well-known Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin. The Rambam writes at the end of Parak Beis, Misha did no sin shekofet osolak aris as ishto. Let's say a certain person has to divorce his wife. Halacha is he has to divorce his wife. Lo ratzel lagarish, and he doesn't want to. Rabbanu Lafan, he's leaving his wife in Aguna. He doesn't want to divorce his wife. So the Rambam cites, he's based on a Gemara, a different Gemara, but not this one. Bezdin she yisro b'chol 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 zman, makin oso ad she yomer, rotzani. They're allowed to beat him up, says the Rambam. They're allowed to beat him up until he says, I want to. Okay, I'll give a get. Because you're not allowed to give a get under duress. The man has to give a get because he wants to. So says the Rambam, based on the Gemara, you're allowed to give it, the yichtov get, but who get kosher? And even though you're sitting on his head, and he's saying, okay, I want to give the get, it's still counted as ratzon. So the Rambam asks the obvious question. Are you anus? Maybe I'm going, maybe I'm Israel. Isn't he an anus? Is this really, I want to? So says the Rambam, she'en omen anus el misha nilchas v'nitzchak lasos davar she'en mechuyib v'natar lasos. So, ones is only when you're being forced to do something that you're not mechuyev to do. Aval misha tukfo yitzro hara levatel mitzvah olazos avera. But if somebody yitzahara overtakes them and prevents them from doing a mitzvah or from not doing an aveira or from doing an aveira, v'hugach also doing davar shachayv lasoso, and then we beat him up until he says, "Okay, I'll do what the Torah wants me to do." So then, what does the Rambam say? Ein ze anus bimenu elahu anas atzmo b'dayto hara. No, he's under duress before we begin. Before we beat him up, he's under duress from his yitzahara. You don't think the Rambam would be saying this. You know, you think this would be in one of the Bali Musa's farm of the Achronim. But this is the Rambam based on the Gemara. That when it comes to mitzvahs, if somebody is being forced not to do a mitzvah, we say he's under duress, and when we beat him up, so we're taking off his Yitzhahara, and now his true Rasul comes out. But it's Mamish, that's what our Gemara says. Ritzoneinu, he doesn't quote this, but Ritzoneinu, what's the Lashon? Ritzoneinu lasos Ritzoncha. That's our Rasul, that's our inner Ratzon. It's the Sar Shabbi Isa. So after we beat him up and we take off the Sar Shabbi Isa, so then his true Russell comes down. Okay, so it's a nice agadita, but it also might have halachic ramifications. Okay. Rava.
Can't do it when he's under duress anyway. He said he was already under duress.
He was already, so we remove his duress. We remove his duress, and now we assume he's acting on his own will. Rava, it's still a chiddush, but again, it's based on the Gemara says it's before it's that line, Kofa Nasa Hashem Arotzani. But this Gemara might also be connected to it. Rava Basit Tzlusi Amar Hachi. This is what Rava used to say, and this is what we say on Yom Kippur. Ashkenaz Orsfar. Elokai, Achelo Notarti, Edi Chadai, the Achshav Shal Notarti, Kidlo Notarti. Hashem, before I was created, I was not fit. And even now that I was created, I'm still not fit. It's as if I wasn't born yet. What does that mean? We'll say in a minute. Afar Ani B'chayai, Kavachomer B'bisasi, I'm just like dirt. I am like a kli filled with embarrassment and busha. Again, you're allowed to daven for help for yourself, from Hashem. Help me not sin. That's part of your establus. Part of your establus is to daven. Whatever I sinned already, please erase. But not through yisurim. This is what the Rav Hamnuna Zuta used to say on Yom Kippur, which is what we said. So again, a lot of these have crept in to our tefillah somewhere. What does it mean? I wasn't roy before I was born. I wasn't roy even after I was born. So the nice thought from Rav Kook in his Siddur. Rav Kook writes in his Siddur on Yom Kippur. He says, before I was born, I wasn't roy. What does that mean? It means that each one of us was born in a certain point in history. An exact point in history. And we each have a tafkid to fulfill at that point in history. None of us had a tafkid to fulfill in the 1800s. None of us had a tafkid to fulfill in the time of the Mishnah. That's not when we were supposed to be born. That's the shot of the first line. What does it say? Achelono tarti. Before I was born, Enichadai. It wasn't time for me to be born yet. Because I couldn't fulfill my tafkid. I was born in exactly the place in history, the time in history, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to put me so I could fulfill what my purpose is. But then Rav Kook says, we say, V'yachshav shen otzarti. But now, even then I'm here, with Yom Kippur, ki'ilu lo otzarti. I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. You put me here for a tafkid, but now I'm not doing it. Offer any b'chai, etc., etc. So that's the pshat, what we're supposed to be thinking on Yom Kippur. That we all have a tafkid in life, we all have a purpose, we're supposed to try to fulfill. And we couldn't fulfill it 100 years ago. We couldn't fulfill it 100 years from now. Dafka now, 2005, we all have a tafkid. Says Rav Kook, that's our job, to try to fulfill our tafkid. But that's pshat in the tefillah. Okay. There you have to write that down in the matzer. So it's always nice to put it down in the vidui. Okay, Mar fifth line. Mar b'reid ravina ki avi misayim solsi amar hachi. When Mar b'reid ravina finished, he said this. Elokai nitzar l'shoni meira. So suppose the Mishnah Berurah points out when we say elokai nitzar, that's not what we should say. Elokai nitzar. Elokai, comma. What's elokai nitzar? My God lifts. Right. Elokai nitzar. Guard. Excuse me. Hashem guard. What do Hashem guard? Elokai, my God. Nitzar l'shoni meira. Right, guard my lips. So we have to know where to put the commas in Shmoneh Esrei. Elokai, nitzar l'shoni meira. Guard my lips from bad. V'sif so sai. A little different. Mitzaber mirma. Guard my lips from mirma. V'lemkawai nafshi sidom. Those who are up against me. Again, this is one of those beautiful tilos which we don't always have proper kavana for. V'nafshi ka'afar l'koltia. My soul should be like dirt. V'sach libi b'sar asecha. V'mitzvah asecha t'dof nafshi. Open my heart in your Torah and your mitzvos. V'sat zileini mi pegara, mi etzahara, mi ishara, mi kol rosa, mi svakshos, lavo bo olam. Save me from all these occurrences. occurrences. And anybody who thinks bad of me, evil, please make stop their aitzes, their advice, and disregard their thoughts. Which we referred to in the past. That pasuk was at the end. Some bring a riot from here that there's a minhag of some to say Yilaratzon before Lokainisar. Some say before Lokainisar, some say after Lokainisar. So it sounds like in this Gemara that it should go after Lokainisar. But others say you should say it both times, just in case you get to a Kedusha in Lokainisar. So if you say Yilaratzon beforehand, then you can answer Kedusha in the middle of Lokainisar. Okay, so that is the source of our Lokainisar.
Well, the Sfarsid is in the middle of the Lokainisar. In the same language as that it doesn't say Meishara.
Right? It has that.
It has the same thing, but doesn't have Meishara.
Doesn't have Meishara. The post can point out in the back, some of the Achronim. What if you have an Isha Tova? What do you mean, save you from Isha Ra? You have an Isha Tova. You have a wonderful wife. So that's Isha Ra. Other people in life, why not say, what about it? We already said Isha Ra. You said there were plenty of Isha Ra, what? Okay, that's not on tape. Okay. Okay, Rav Sheshes. He have Yasa B'Tainisa Basar Matzli Amarachi. When Rav Sheshes used to sit B'Tainis, when he was Makabal Tainis on himself, he used to say the following. And this also is in the Siddurim. If somebody is ever Makabal Tainis Yachid, some people have a minute to fast on a yard site. So this is what you say, the mitzvah before the Tainis, the following. It's in the Siddurim. Ribono Olamim Galiv Yadak Lefanecha Mizmash Abis Abigdash Kayim Adam Chotim Akrif Karban. Or you might say this at the mitzvah afterwards, I remember. It's revealed in front of you that when there was a Beis Hamikdash, and we did a sin and whack of carbon and we brought a carbon. Parsha Shavua. They ain't makriven me menu alachel b'damo, and we only bring from it the chalav and the dam. That's what we bring from the carbon. People think carbonos, such animal rights groups are so against carbonos. We basically do the same thing that what the non-Jews, they kill the animals and they eat the animals. So what? And they throw out the fats in the dam. And they eat everything else. Most carbonos, we eat most of the animal. Not we, but the Kohanim eat some, and the Yisraelim eat some. No, the Ola, the only one, is all burns. But there were many other carbonos, and most of the other carbonos, the chalav and the dam were burned. So we're doing the same thing as everybody else. We're just doing something kados with it. We're not throwing out the chalav and the dam. So we're sanctifying it. But we're not doing it. Carbonos isn't like the savage. We're about to start Sefer Vayikra. We shouldn't be defensive at all about what's going on in Sefer Vayikra. So much symbolism. There's so much, you know, we shouldn't say, oh, Vayikra, oh, forget it. No, we say, Vayikra, let me try to appreciate it finally. Let me try to put a little more time into my Avicedra. You know, it's hard. It's like a different world, but we have to do our best. Maybe if we do that, then Kutchim will mean a little more to us. What does it say? That you should say, did the time of the Beis HaMikdash, we brought carbonos, and we sacrificed the chelav adam, and we got kapara. V'yachshav, yachshavti b'tainis, v'nismayit chelbi. So now, says Reb Sheshes, I sat on a fast day, v'nismayit chelbi v'dami, and my chelav and dam has gotten less. I ate less. Yehi ratzon sheichelvi v'dami shenismayit, ki ugravti lefanech al gabi avizbeach, that tirtzeini. Yehi ratzon that my chelav and dam that I have lost should be as if I gave a karban. As if I gave myself as a karban. It's the Ramban in this week's parasha talks about. That's the port of karbanos. We should be thinking it as if my dam was spilled, as if I was shechted. All these things, a lot of karbanos are supposed to be symbolisms to teach us messages. So that's what Rav Sheshes said whenever he finished the fasting. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan, giving a sign sefer to Eov. Whenever Rabbi Yochanan finished sefer Eov, the post you talk about it, you'll have like a siyum on one sefer of Tanakh. Now, usually we think it's a whole sefer of Mishnayos. Sometimes we think it's a whole Masechta, that's for sure. What about a whole sefer of Tanakh? Here it says, when he Messiah sefer to Eov, does that mean a siyum? The Bnei Yeshua here says it means a siyum. Can you make a siyum on Parshas Vayeshev? So Ramosha has a tshuva that they asked him, there was a certain shul that was spent like 5 years on Sefer Bereishis. The B'I and the Rav gave Shiurim every week. They made Bereishis. And Moshe, after, besides this, I guess everybody knows the story about Siyum Hashas, but if Moshe Paskin did a tshuva, that you can make a Siyum, the Sudas Mitzvah. Every time you spend a lot of time learning a unit of Torah, and you finish that unit, it's Mutter. Lav Dafka of Gemara and the Seder Mishnah is okay. But if you spend a lot of time and effort learning another unit of Torah, then also it's very possible that you can make a Siyum. She asked Shiloh first, but if Moshe Paskin did not tshuva, the Sefer Bereishis, you can make a Siyum. So here, Rabbi Yochanan, when he finished Eov, I guess if we ever get through the entire Sefer Eov, it's also worthy of a Siyum. Amar Hachi said the following. Again, remember, the Gersa on the side changes this from Rabbi Yochanan to Rabbi Meir. But I think it's befitting for Rabbi Yochanan is the Gersa, if you remember from Daf Hey. Menachem did a couple Shabbos ago, that, hey, Rabbi Yochanan lost 10 sons, Rachmana Litzlan, used to walk around with the bone. So Rabbi Yochanan used to chazer say for Eov. And he used to say the following, Sof ha'adam lamus, v'sof behema l'shchita. Sounds like a line from Koheles. People are going to die, animals are going to get shefted, v'hakol l'misa heim obdim. So, the future, I don't know, it's very unclear. Ashrei mi shegadol b'Torah, v'abalo b'Torah. Praiseworthy is the one who grew up in a Torah atmosphere. His amelos is in Torah, v'osa nachas ruach liyotro, and he does what Hashem wants. V'gadol b'shem tov, and he grows up with a good name. V'niftar b'shem tov bin ha'olam. And he has a good name when he leaves the world. V'alav amr Shlomo, and that's what Shlomo says in the beginning of Perek Zion of Koheles. Tov shem yishem et tov yom ha'maves. Better is a name more than beautiful oil, and better is the day of death than the day of birth. Because the day of death, he has accomplished the Medrash there. Medrash of Gohelis Rabbah there says something that they say at a lot of Levayas, that when the boat goes out to the sea, they don't make big parties. They just goes out on a journey. When do they make the big party? When the boat comes back and they see it as a successful journey. There are parties. They have bands and concerts, and everybody's there. Wow, what a wonderful trip! So when our boat goes out, when we're born, we're a little, we don't know what's going to be. We don't know what kind of life and journey it's going to be. But Yom HaMisa, why is Yom HaMisa Yom HaIvaldo? Why is it better? Because then we can look back on the successful life. Margulis, that was all things to say at the end of the tefillah. Now we just have other maimers that Tanan and Amorim said. Margalef b'fumei d'Rabbi Meir, gemor b'chol avavka b'chol nafshecha, learn with all your heart and soul, l'daras es darki, to know my ways, b'lishkot al dalsei torosai, and to knock on the doors of my Torah. Let's finish, and then there's something to say on that. Nitzar torosai b'libcha, v'neged einecha tia yirasi, always guard your Torah in your heart, and next to your eyes, you should be by yira, shmar picha mikol chet, v'taher v'kadish atzmacha mikol hashma b'yavon, guard yourself from any sin, v'ani eyeh imcha b'chol makom. So Rameir is kind of saying what Hashem would be saying to us. That's what he always used to tell us, Talmidim. There's a very interesting marsha, again, on this first line of Rabbi Meir's tefillah. He says, know my ways, lada says darki, and then he says, knock on the doors of my Torah. So don't you know my ways through the Torah? So the Marsha says as follows: there are a lot of chachmas in the world that we could look at to study and figure out a Kaddish Baruch Hu. You could do biology, you could do chachmas ha'olam, all the different Torahs. You could call it Derech Eretz, you could call it Mado, you could call it whatever you want. That they'll search for a Kaddish Baruch Hu in all areas of life. That's what the first line. Ladas is darki. But then says the Marsha, Velishkan al Dalsei Torosai. But if anything ever comes in contrast, comes to be anti what it says in the Torah, then you have to forget that. You have to forget what it says somewhere else, because the Torah comes first. Look around! Look at all the beauty of nature! Look at everything in the world! And get to know me! Know my Derech! But, Velishkan al Dalsei Torosai, always make sure that nothing contradicts what it says in the Torah. Everything has to fit in and complement. That's what he says, the Pshat is the first two lines of that Rabbi Meir. Last skinny line. Margalef of the Rabbanan of Yavne. The Rabbanan of Yavne says as follows: Ani birya v'chaveri birya. I am a person. I'm a birya, and I am somebody who learns Torah. V'chaveri birya. And Rashi here says v'chaveri. I'm a haris biryahu. My friend who doesn't learn so much Torah is also a person. Ani malachti b'ir b'hu malachto basade. I work in the city, and he works in the fields. Ani mashkim malachti b'hu mashkim malachto. I get up to do my malach. I get up to learn, and he gets up to do his work to get make a parnasa. Kishem shehu eino miskader b'machti, kach eini ani eini miskader b'machto. We basically mind our own business. He does his parnasa, and I do my parnasa. V'shema tamar ani barbeva hu mamit. But says who's talking here? The Rabbanan of Yavne. Lest you say that a balabas would say, but what do you mean? He's learning all day, so I'm going to go learn for an hour. What is that? Wait, I should forget it. He's doing his, I'll do mine. I'm working. I'm not supposed to alert for a little bit. Lest you say that he's being marbe, he's being mamid. Shanina, we learned the last mission. Menachos says echad amarbe echad amamid ubelvashi chavi liva lashamayim. Doesn't matter as long as your lave is lashamayim. Then doesn't the quantity of the learning does not matter. This is something we had this memo also on Daf Hey earlier. This is how Rabbi Yochanan appeased Rabbi Elazar, I think, when he was very sick. He says echad amarbe echad amamid. As long as you did properly, so then that's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Okay. Margala Bapume da Abaya. So now Abaya used to say the following. A jewel in the mouth of Abaya, literally. A Margala is a jewel. These were jewels. You have a lot of jewels today. La'olam yehi adam arum b'yira. A person should always be sly in his Yiras Hashamayim. He should always have to have plans to try to outwit the Yetzirah, come up with plans. I'm going to get you. I'm not going to sleep through my alarm. I'm going to figure out ways. You know, I was trying to tell this to my Talmidim. It's always I slept through my alarm, try to have somebody come down, wake you up, and the roommate, and the this. Doesn't work. Have water splashed on you. Whatever it is. You know, Arum B'Yira. We have to be Arum. Rashi says, Laharim B'Chomini Arma L'Yiras Baro. We've got to figure out ways, because it's hard sometimes. It's a lot of challenges. We've got to be Roas and Nola. We've got to figure out ways to complete the challenge. Mane, what else did he say? Mane rach meshav chema. We always quoted this pasuk in Mishlei, that a soft tone will always push off the anger. If somebody is ever raising their voice, especially if a child is raising the voice, the worst thing that we do, which we always do, is to raise our voice back. It just goes nowhere. It just gets louder, and the decibels get louder and louder and louder and louder. Louder. If one time we would just like, really, is that bothering you? It's mom, boom, like putting a needle in the balloon. It's just that's a mana rachmesh of chema. It's such an important principle. We have self control problems because it's natural. Somebody's screaming at us, we scream at them. But really says Abaya that it's not correct. Umar b'shalom emechav im krovav im kol adam. You should be mar b'shalom with everybody. Lafidu im nachri b'shuk, even with non Jews. Kadeshi he alu v'mala b'nechma v'mata. Should be loved above and below. Yeh b'kubal al abrios, and he should be accepted on people. Amru alav Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai shelo dimu adam shalom eolam b'afidu nachri b'shuk. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai always said hello to the person he met before he was said hello to, even a Nachri Bashuk. He was always Makdim Shalom. He was always Makdim Shalom Lachaveiro. Margalo Bapuma de Rava, Tach Luschachma Chuvo Maisen Tovin. The jewel that Rava used to say, the ultimate purpose of Chachma is Chuva and Maisen Tovin. Shelo Yehei, meaning it's supposed to change us as people. Shelo Yehei Odam Korei Vishoneh, a person can sit in the base medrash for 8 hours, and then go out and act like a terrible person. Ubawait Baviv Ubimo, and he'll rebel against his father or mother, that might not only mean literally, but also against his parent in Shemayim, Ubarabo and his Rebbe, Ubamishu Ugadu Bimadu Chachma Vominion. And in front of somebody that's greater than him in chachma, in wisdom, or minyan, and either in years or rabbanim in number. Shneamar, head he knows, not supposed to sustain your head. Reishis chachma yiras Hashem, seich al tov l'cholo sehem. For the first chachma is yiras Hashem. When if you read the gears on the side, lulom dehem lo neamar ela lo sehem. It doesn't say seich al tov l'cholom dehem, but lo sehem. The ikar is the maisim. Lo osim l'shma, v'lo lo osim shalo l'shma. Should always try to act in a way of l'shma. Look at the next line. The chala ose shalo l'shma, noach lo shalo nivra. If you're osik shalo l'shma, it would be better even that you weren't nivra. Kasha, the Tosas asks, and third Tosas on the Amud. What about, we all know the famous line, lo olam yasak adam b'tara shalo l'shma, shimidol shalo l'shma bo l'shma. Sometimes we're not in the mood. Sometimes we want to do other things, but we learn anyway. Shalo l'shma. Because once we learn Shalom Lishma, that's also a Maila. And, you know, we'll go up to Lishma. Tosas says, hi, is that Sosa or Argamara? Tosas gives one answer. V'yeh Shlomar. The Hakamairi, She'en Olomit Elo Lakantar Chaveirov. Says others, there's really three levels. The upper level, the highest level, is Lishma. The middle level is Shalom Lishma. That means you're not in the mood. The third level is where you learn to try to learn to shtach people. You learn to insult the rabbis. You learn so you have enough to say so you could pester the rabbanim. He says, that's less than Shalom Lishma, and that's Noach Lo Shalom Nivra. So even if we're not in the mood to learn, that's fine. That's Shalom Lishma. But here the Gemara is talking about Lakanter. Interesting, I saw last night, there's a tshuva of the Nesiv, and the Meshav Davar, he gives another chiluk, another answer. He says, when is it that you're allowed to learn Shalom Lishma? Forget what Tosfos says. He says, when are you allowed to learn Shalom Lishma? That's regular learning. When you're learning what the Gemara says, when you're chazering over something, that's when you can learn Shalom Lishma. But you know when you need to be Lishma? When you're being Mechadish. When you're being Mechadish, new svaras. When you're Mechadish Ahanhaga, when you're being Mechadish anything, that has to be for sure Shalishma. Because if a person has an agenda, if a person has, you know, certain prior motives that he wants to, that he wants to get to, and then he learns Shalishma, then he's going to have to have a warped interpretation of whatever he's learning. So says the Nitziv, and again, maybe the Nitziv had motives writing this 150 years ago, but says the Nitziv, that's the difference between Lishma and Shalishma. Lishma generally you can learn. But if you're being Mechadish, new ideas, especially halacha lamaisa or halacha lamaisa applications, so then it has to be purely Lishma. Okay. Next, Margal of the Pumi Derav. Rav used to say the following: oh, lo ka'olam hazeh olam haba. Olam hazeh is not like olam haba. Olam haba ein ba lo achila v'lo shasiya. There's no eating or drinking. Lo per yivarivya. No families. Lo masumata. No business. Lo kena lo sinu lo tacharis. There's no jealousy. There's no hatred. There's no competitions. Something we have to daven for. We think, oh, what do we daven? Everything's great. You know what we have to daven for. Ela tzadikim yoshvin ve'etroseyem v'rasheyem. Tzadikim will be sitting, their crowns on their heads, v'ne'anim yizib ha'shchina. Sh'ne'amar v'yechzu ez alokim v'yochlu v'yishtu. They saw godliness, v'yochlu v'yishtu. Rashi here says, they satiated themselves with the zib ha'shchina, with the shchina. Again, there's a major discussion in the Rishonim, not for now. What's Olam Haba? What's Yemos HaMashiach? What's the cycle? What comes first? What comes second? The Rambam is the last parak of Mishnah Torah. The end of Hilchos Melachos discusses this. So he and the Pnei Yeshua here has a beautiful lashon about Olam Haba and Yemos HaMashiach. He thinks Olam Haba is going to come after Yemos HaMashiach. Because the Rambam has a lashon here, David.
I think Moshe talked about that really was the problem with
Inachinami, yes, Inachinami, but here it's being used in a good sense. You're right, Rashi might say, that's why they were punished later. But the Pnei Yeshua here explains that the Rav is telling us that first comes Olam Hazeh, then comes Yemos HaMashiach. But the Rambam writes, Yemos HaMashiach, there's no difference between today and Yemos HaMashiach except Shibun Malchus Bilvad, based on the Gemara. Shmuel says that in the Gemara Sanhedrin. That the difference is that we're going to rule the world. We're going to have Malchus Beisavid back. There's going to be a stage called Yemos HaMashiach. When Mashiach comes, there won't be any wars, there won't be any fights, but the Rambam seems to say that'll be just like Olam Hazeh. People will eventually get old. Passion is that they would die. The world won't change much, but we'll just be benachas to learn. After that will be another stage called Olam Haba, which will be totally spiritual, which is exactly what the Gemara here is talking about. But says the Bnei Yeshua, so what's the point of this world here? The point is to do as many mitzvahs in the physical world, v'yochlu v'yishtu, the emphasis is to be involved in the physical world, because as many of the Bali, the Sifra Kabbalah say, every bone in our body and every limb in our body is parallel to a certain mitzvah, and we have to do that mitzvah in order to strengthen that bone and that limb. So Bezram, when Tzias HaMeisim comes, our entire bodies will be strong in order to come Yemos HaMashiach and Tzias HaMeisim. So says the Bnei Yeshua, that's the message of this Gemara. Keep that in mind, because we're going to get to it for the next piece of Gemara. But Olam Haba doesn't have anything physical, so therefore we have to work in Olam Hazeh on all the Torah and the mitzvot so that we can strengthen our limbs, which the mitzvot are parallel to. The Mishnah Berurah writes that, you know, that there are some mitzvot that, you know, like, you have Shabbos probably parallel to the heart, and other mitzvot that are Lordy Torah is parallel to the brain. You know, but you also have Shiluach HaKan, any mitzvah, any little mitzvah, you know, you still need a pinky, and you still need a leg, and you still need, you know, there are many, many different limbs. So says the next line of the Gemara, Gedola haftacha sheftichah HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'nashim yoser min ha'anashim. Greater is the promise that Hashem made to the women more than to the men. Sh'ne'emar, it says, Nashim sha'anonos komna shemana. The women who are comfortable, who are at ease, should get up and hear, Koli, listen to my voice, Benos Botkos Hazene Marasi. The confident women, daughters, should get up and hear and listen to my word. So you see there that Hashem's talking in the future, Yeshayahu, about women who are at ease and comfortable. So you see there that if I spark the promise that things will be good for them. Let's continue for a minute. Amalei Rav L'Rabchia. Rav continues, talking to Rabchia, Nashim B'mai Zachyin. What zechuyos do women have? When they send their children to yeshiva, and they let their men go to the shiurim, they let their husbands go to the shiurim, and they wait till their husbands get home from learning, and they give them rishus, Rashi says, to go in the first place. That's their schus. Beautiful Gemara. But ask the Pnei Yeshua, this is the only schus women have? They don't do mitzvos? They don't daven. They don't have other mitzvos. What's Rob talking about? This is the schus they have. It's all about me. I'm going to go home and say, honey, it's all about me. Thanks for helping me. Right, what do you mean? They don't do mitzvahs themselves? They're talking about, number one. Number two, look, Rob says to Rav Chia, what's the schus of Nashim? And it doesn't say Rav Chia answered. It sounds like Rob's keep Rav's still talking. So it says the Pnei Yeshua, all three of these lines are connected that we just did. The first line says, explained to Olam Haba. And as he just said, Olam Haba is all about Olam Hazeh. We work on ourselves, Torah and Mitzvos, in order to strengthen our limbs and to strengthen our bones for Lasid and Lava. So the next line of the Gemara is Rav, and there's no word before it. It must be Rav is talking still. The next line of the Gemara, the women are the best. The women are going to have it great in the future. Right? That's the next line of the Gemara in Olam Haba. But then Rav asks, in what schus? You know what he's asking? Rav is saying, but there's so many mitzvahs that women are pturos from. Mitzvahs they just want grom, so many mitzvahs they won't do. So how are those limbs of the women going to be strong but lots of lavo? What are they going to have? Of course they're going to have, 90% of the mitzvahs, which they do, they're going to have, those limbs are going to be strong, lots of lavo. But Rav said, but my Zachian, in the future, those limbs that relate to the mitzvahs, they just on grama, which they're pturos from, so how are they going to get strong? So Rav says, by setting they're meant to learn. Because by setting they're meant to learn, then they cover those other mitzvahs, and they get the schus for those limbs related to those other mitzvahs that they're pturos from. So it's not saying in general, my Zachian. My Zachian, by those mitzvahs that they don't have to do. So we give them the schut, they're mezakeh us, to do the mitzvot, and then they get the schar for those mitzvot. Okay, so all three lines of this Gemara is Rav, and they all relate to each other. Okay, nice connection between all the lines of the Gemara. Okay, six lines from the bottom. When the rabbis used to leave yeshiva, after Rizman, Rashi says, after they, it wasn't like every day, but when they went back to their Rishus, must be after Bein Azmanim, Amri Le'achi, they gave each other the following beautiful bracha. Olam Chatira V'chayecha, you shall see your Olam, in your life, meaning you should have everything you need. V'charizcha L'chayei Olam Haba, and you should end up in Olam Haba, V'tikvaskol Dardorim, and your hope should be forever. Libcha Yegetzuna, this the bracha that parents give on Erev Yom Kippur, comes from this tefillah. A lot of it is similar. Your heart should be in Torah. Pifei Davar Chachmos, Oshoncha Yarkish Renonos, your tongue should sing. Avapecha Yashiru Nedecha, your eyelids should be straight. Einecha Yair B'mar HaTorah, your eyes should be lit in Torah. Ufanecha Yashir Kazar HaRakia, your face should shine. Siftosecha Yabiu Das, your lips should express wisdom. V'chil Yosecha Ta'alozna Meisharim, and your insides should also sing. Ufa'amecha Yarutsu Lishma Divrei Atik Yomin, and your steps should run to hear words of Torah. Beautiful bracha that, halavai, when we leave our friends at yeshiva, we should say something even 1% of this. We should say, okay, have a good day. And we say, have a great day of Avodas Hashem. That's also a good way. First they'll look that we're very unusual and strange, and then after that, they'll say, oh, that was a nice thing to say. But that's what they used to say goodbye to people. Kevi Mithi, or Bani Mimei Rav Chizkov, Amri Mimei Rav Shulam Bar Nachmeini, Amri Le Hachi. So when the Rabbanan left from a different yeshiva, they said the following, Alufeinu Misubalim, Alufeinu, our officers, our chiefs, Misubalim are filled, are laden with something. So Alufeinu Misubalim, what does that refer to? That pasuk in Tehillim, Rav Shmuel, Amri La Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar. Chad Amar, so one of these two choices said, Chad Amar Alufeinu Batorah Misubalim Mitzvos. It means our chiefs in Torah and are weighed down in Mitzvos. But Chad Amar Alufeinu Batorah Mitzvos. No, Torah and Mitzvos are both from Alufeinu. Misubalim B'Yisurin. One of the slan, Misubalim means it with Yisurin. So Alufeinu Misubalim, our chiefs in these areas, the Gemara is going to continue to darshan the continuation of that pasuk. Ein Peretz, quote unquote, that's the next part of the pasuk. Shelo yitiyas siyasenu kisiyaso shel David siyasimenu achitofel. Eight parrots. We shouldn't have any pirtsa, any break in our group. That we shouldn't have any break in our group like David had an achitofel that came out of him. We shouldn't have somebody like an achitofel. As Tosfos explains, he was poreis in the time of David. Ve'ein yotzeis, that's the next two words of the pasuk. We shouldn't have anybody go out from us. What do we darshan from there? Shelo tesiyasenu kisiyaso shel Shaul siyasimenu doeg. Right, we shouldn't be like a group like Shaul HaMelech who had Doeg go out from him. Again, the Gemara Sanhedrin talks all about the terrible things that Doeg did. The Ein Tzvacha, and there is no screaming. Shlo Tia Siyatenu Kisiyato Shel Elisha Shiyatumenu Geichsi. We shouldn't be like the group of Elisha who had Gehazi go out of him. Remember, we had Gehazi a couple blocks ago. Gehazi, we had the story about Elisha and the woman built him the house in the roof. And Gehazi was the one that the Gemara said, Kadosh who? He's a Kadosh. He's a good person, but, you know, his servant isn't. It explains how Gehazi abused her. Jezebel and Gehazi. So how do you know that for Bein Svacha? So the Mepharshim explain that Gehazi became a Mitzorah. He got Saras. So you have to declare, the point is to say, Tamei, Tamei, you're a Mitzorah. You have to scream it out. That's how you learn it from the word Svacha, screaming. Birchovo Seinu, in our streets. What does that tell us? Shelo Yehelanu Ben O Talmud Shemakdiach Tashi. We shouldn't have a ben or a talmid that, you know, literally burns the food in public. It means somebody who says improper things in public. In your barabim, some talmid makes a mistake in the base letters. Okay, nobody's perfect. But barabim, if somebody goes barabim and says things improperly, so then that is improper. The Ritva, this Gemara says that this last one is referring to Yeshu. I don't know if this is a different gear, so the censors took it out, but the Ritva said that this last one, there shouldn't be a Ben or Talmud, right? Yeshu learned by many of the rabbis of the Gemara. So Matil Tashil Barabim, they said that he did this, and the Ritva says that's who it's referring to. Okay. Two dots. Shimu Eli Abime Lev Harachokim Mitzdaka. Listen to me, you strong of hearts, Abire Lev Harachokim Mitzdaka, that are far from Tzedaka. So what is that referring to? So Rabbi Shmuel Bar Milah, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar. That's why, by the way, we're bringing this here. Because we just had something that was either Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Elazar or Rabbi Yochanan. So we have another one. Chad Amar. One says, this is the pshat of the pasuk. Kol olam kulo nizon bitzdaka, v'hei nizonim bizroa. The whole world is nizonin, is fed, bitstaka, because of the tzidkos of Hashem, because Hashem has rachmanis on us. We don't really deserve to be fed, but Hashem has tzidkos on us, the hei nizonin bizroa. But these few, these few tzaddikim are fed bizroa because of the strength of their own arms, because of their own tzchuyos, meaning they deserve it. That's by these abire leiv. And others say, no, a different shot. The whole world is fed, the tzidkus of these few rabbis. But these rabbis can't even put food on the table. Rabbi Yehuda Marav, and though every day a basko goes out from our Sinai, right, the whole world is fed because of the schuyos of Chanina, my son. But Chanina bni, dailu b'kaf cheruvin meir, Shabbos leir Shabbos. But my son has nothing. He has a few boxer pieces during the week. There's no food. So a lot of times it's the lamed vav tzaddikim who, or the tzaddikim of the world that help to keep the world going. But then again, they don't have food themselves. That's how the world works. Says this pasuk. Those are the abire leiv. Those are two pshatim, how Abire Lev refer to tzaddikim, but two ways to interpret the pasuk: either they have their schus, but they get schus atzman, or they have no food. Upliga the Rabbi Yehuda. But this whole discussion argues on Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda thinks that Abire Lev are referring to wicked people, as the Gemara is going to explain. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda, man Abire Lev, govai tipshae. The silly, the dumb people from Govai, that's the name of a nation, Rashi says. So why? I'm Rabbi Yosef Teda. I'll show you how silly they are. Foolish. This is that one convert from that entire nation. Alright, so what? There's what? Let's continue. Amar Abashi, B'nei Masa Machsia Abire Lev Dinhu. The people of Masa Machsia are also Abire Levs, meaning strong-willed of heart in the negative way. The Kachazu Yakra De Oraisa Trezimni Bashasa. They see the Kavod HaTorah twice a year, V'loka Megayer Giyur Minayu. And they don't have any Gerim. So what's the Kavod HaTorah? So what do they see twice a year? And if you don't convert from this, then forget it. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, what's twice a year? Shahayu, fourth continuing line of Rashi. Shahayu ne'asafim sham Yisrael ba'ador l'shmoa be'hilchas ha'pesach medrash d'rav Ashi u'be'elo l'shmoa hilchas achad. Right? They used to have Yarchei Kalas. They used to have get-togethers of older Rabbanim before Pesach and before Sukkis. That's the main part of, based on Shloshim Yom Lefei HaChag. They used to gather beforehand. So these were the two times when the non-Jews used to see such a gathering of Torah, such a gathering of people. So then they should have been inspired, and technically more, it shows that they're at Birei Leif. So Rashi says, Pesach and Sukkot. The Hilyon HaShas here has a little star. It goes to Rashi later on Daf Lamed, where Rashi seems to say, what would you say? What about Shavuos? What about Shavuos? We know, isn't there a concept Shloshim Yom Lefnei Achad, 30 days before every Yantif? But if you look at Rashi here, he only says these two. If you look at Tosfos, Treis Zimni B'Shasa, Tosfos says Beferish. Avol Ba'atzeres, but Shavuos, She'enu Ela Yom Echad, that it was only one day, and also let me add, it doesn't have so many halachas to learn. Lo Hayo Kol Kach Mezasvim. Right? They didn't gather so much. This is a huge issue. Does the concept of Shloshim Yom Lefnei Achad apply to Shavuos or not? Because there are different theories in Gemaras. There's one Gemara that says you have to darshan about the Yantif on the Yantif. There's one Gemara that says you have to darshan 30 days before. There are various answers given. But some say something that only applies to Pesach. Because there you really have to learn. There are a lot of halachas. So it for sure applies to Pesach. But what about other Yom Tovim? So the Bir Halacha, in the beginning of Hilchos Pesach, quotes the Bir Hagra and says, Ar Gemara, only Pesach and Sukkot, not Shavuos. Mupper is Ar Gemara. Because it says, twice a year they should have been inspired by the Yarchei Kalas. Twice a year, what about Shavuos? The answer is, the Rashi, the Tosfos here, that it doesn't apply to Shavuos. Tosfos interestingly continues and says, but still, why should they be inspired? I guess just the gathering, like people saw the Siyum HaShas, they weren't knocking down the doors, the converts on the next day, you know, they also saw a great gathering of Torah. So Tosfos says, maybe because whenever the East gathering used to gather, there was a line of fire, a pillar of fire that used to come down from Shemayim, that they used to the Eish HaTorah there. So okay, so we weren't zochah to that. But so maybe that it was a miraculous event as well. The Pashas isn't like Tosfos. The Pashas is that just this type of gathering of Torah and Yerushalayim is itself an inspiration. Okay. Weiter, two dots. Chatzadim rotzel likros. So this was going back to the machlokas we had in the Mishnah. But the Mishnah said if a chatzin wants to say kriya shah the first night, he can if he wants to. He doesn't have to. But the Tanakhama says he can if he wants. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel argued. He said, no. No, we don't let him say it because it looks like he's a Baal Gaiva. It looks like, oh, I can have kavanah tonight. No, you're not allowed to say it, says Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Excuse me. Li Meimra. The Gemara says, is this to say to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel chayish liyura, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel chayish liyura? So it sounds like from our Mishnah there, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is worried that you're going to look like a Baal Gaiva. That's yura. The Chacham Rana, the Chacham says, okay, you can say it. But the Ha'ifcha Shemino Lehu. But we have the opposite machlokes in a different context. The Tana says in the Mishnah, Makam Shnagel Lassos Malacha B'tishim Av Osin, Makam Shnagel Shnagel Lassos Ein Osin. The Mishnah says there are different minhagim about doing malacha on Tishim Av. So wherever you do the minhag is to do, do. The minhag is not to do. Just in brackets, there are hagav, the Shulchan Aruch says, halacha lemaisa, if you do malacha Tishim Av, ain't a roa simin bracha mizah. Right? There's no simin bracha from that malacha on Tishim Av. He says it by two places, Tishim Av and
Purim.
Tishim Av and Purim. Those are the 2 days. What is ain't a roa simin bracha? It means you'll make money, but you're going to lose somewhere else. So you're not really making money. So ain't a roa simin bracha. Okay, so there's two types of, so wherever they did the work on Tisha B'Av, fine, wherever not. B'chol makom, Talmidei Chachamim b'teilim. But Talmidei Chachamim should be the inspiration of the community and sit and think about the Chorban. They, for sure, shouldn't do any malacha. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel omer, la'olam yaseh kol adam es asmo k'tav ha'chacham. Everybody should act like that. Everybody should act like k'tav ha'chacham and think about the Chorban. So ask the Gemara, from that Mishnah, you see Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is not worried about looking about a Baal Gaiva, and the Chachamim are worried. And here it's just the opposite. Here Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, don't say Kriya Shema, because you're going to look like a Baal Gaiva. So it's a stira. Stira for the Chachavim, stira by Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So the Gemara says, Kasha de Rabbanan ad Rabbanan, Kasha de Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So I'm ready to open a book, Lev Hashita, easy answer. Okay, switch him. Switch him somewhere. It's unclear which one do you switch, but switch him so the Hashitas line up. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, one of them is always worried about Yura, about the Gaiva, and the other one is not. Rav Shishi, Rav Ravidi, Amar no. The Olam lo tachlis, the Rabbanan ad Rabbanan, don't switch. The Rabbanan ad Rabbanan lo kasha. There's no stira between the Shita of the Rabbanan. Why? This is the chilik. Kriyashma, why by Kriyashma are they not worried? Kiva, the Kuli Abaka Kari, the Ihunami Kari lo Mesik Yura. Everybody else is saying Kriyashma. So by your saying Kriyashma, that's not going to look like a Baal Gaiva. Right, everybody else is saying Kriyashma, so you say it too. They're about to say over here, we're not worried. But a Hassam over there, Kiva the Kuliyama, Abdi Malacha, Violoka Abdi. But if you're in a place where they're doing Malacha and you're sitting and doing nothing, so that's Maxi Kiyora. That's where the Rabbanan are worried. So it depends on the context. He's also, there's another way you could take the chilek. Ha'cha b'kavana talya milsa. Va'anasadi zlo masi l'chvuni daite. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, here's about kavana. We know you can't have kavana. Who are you kidding? If you're getting married that night, you can't have kavana. Let's say like the Binyan Shlomo from yesterday. Kriyashma Lamita. Right? You've never been with your wife before. You come back to the room, you're not going to have kavana. Right? So it's lo mati. So that's why you would be a bal gaiva to say it. Aval hasam haroe omer malachu to emo puklati kami batvani kabashuka. But if everyone else is doing work and you're not, people say, oh, you're just a batwan. Well, he doesn't have any work to do. Well, we're not going to think he's a bal gaiva and he's not doing it. Shame shemayim. We'll say there are a lot of batvanim in the shuk. So therefore, it won't be nikar that he's acting in this way, and therefore, it is not a problem of yuhara. So that is the chiluk in the sheet. That's important. Tosfos here. Tosfos, the last few lines of the parak in Tosfos. Tosfos says, but today, yuhara is just the opposite. In the days of the Gemara, so that everybody had kavanah by Kriyat Shema usually, at least in a certain level, not everybody. The halacha is about, you know, not remembering where you were up to. That's in the Gemara too. So obviously they were also human. But so says Tosfos, Bizmana Mishnah, Bizmana Gemara, it was your right to say Kriya Shema because you always had Kavanah. So if you say it, so then you can't say it. But says Tosfos, Bizmana Zeh, Miyu, Anu Shebishum Pam, Eonu Bechavin Heitev. We never have proper kavana. Says Tosfos, it's just the opposite. Gam chasan yishlik gross. You have to say it today. The other apa, just the opposite. Nira kiyura imlo yikra. If you don't take kriya shma, it's like a bal gaiva. Because as if you're saying, oh, I always have kavana, but tonight I can't. Tonight I can't. I'm torrid. What do you mean? So says the Tosfos, the yura is just the opposite. This is a lot of times halachas change, you know, based on context. Here Tosfos says, in the days of the Mishnah and the Gemara, it was yura to act one way. Bizmana zeh, it's yura just to act the other way. Again, there's the context. The poskim always have to know when is the context that we live in the same as the Gemara. Tosfos says in his day already, in the times of the Rishonim, already it was changed and that they didn't have kavana. So that's why it's yura to say the opposite. Okay, Hadol HaChayakore. Tomorrow we start the next parak, which is about Aninus and Avelus.